Merhaba from BA. This is the Rorschach Turkey update from the 23rd of April 2024. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Saturday the 20th, President Erdogan and Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, which the president considers a liberation group in Palestine, met in Istanbul to discuss humanitarian aid delivery to Gaza and the pursuit of a fair and lasting peace in the region. This marked their first meeting since the war in Gaza began. In the gathering, Erdogan emphasized that Israel shouldn't exploit the growing tension in the region with the reported military action in Iran, and refocus its attention on resolving the issues in Gaza. This meeting also raised questions about the country's place in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, with many thinking Turkey could be the mediator between the two nations. The meeting received global attention. Israeli media outlets focused on Erdogan urging Palestinian unity against Israel, while The Telegraph pointed out that many countries deem Hamas a terrorist group. The meeting followed a report by The Wall Street Journal on Hamas potentially relocating from Qatar, raising eyebrows about Turkey possibly housing the group's headquarters. Speaking of Israel, during a marble fair in Izmir, the deputy chair of the ruling Justice and Development Party, or AKP, addressed Turkey's trade relations with Israel, condemning Israel's actions, but at the same time suggesting that certain trades are harmless. Recall that Turkey banned the export of certain goods to Israel following public outrage. However, the deputy proposed a different approach, proposing closely monitoring which companies will buy which goods for what purpose, rather than banning products altogether. He defended the trade agreement, stating that Palestinians can also benefit from purchasing Turkish goods. However, his remarks faced criticism, with the opposition figures labeling him a hypocrite. Still, the deputy defended his stance, advocating for a registration method to monitor exports to Israel effectively, aiming to prevent the victimization of Turkish companies and Palestinian businesses. He said that this approach will ensure better control over trade while averting financial losses for Turkish firms and mitigating harm to Palestinian companies. On a different note, starting from Saturday the 20th, the Culture and Tourism Ministry will allow Dumevis, a place where Alevis go to worship, to request payment for lighting expenses. Back in 2022, the ministry established the presidency of Alevi Bekstahi Culture and Zemeve, aiming to provide governmental support for the Alevi community. Despite this, the government has yet officially recognized Zemeve as places of worship to provide them equal financial support as mosques. It considers them cultural rather than religious institutions. Thus, the government covering the lighting cost is an important step. However, they still haven't received the place of worship status. This was called into question, as the executive is feeding the Alevis breadcrumbs only to deny them the house of worship status. In the end, they'll have all the perks and responsibilities of a house of worship without the status. The government believes in one branch of Islam and rejects all the others. On Saturday the 20th, President Erdogan filed a lawsuit against Sevan Vatan for publicly insulting the president. Vatan is the father of Rabbi Anas Vatan, who died under suspicious circumstances 6 years ago. The lawsuit included some tweets that Vatan made targeting the president, accusing him of sheltering murderers and rapists in his party and demanding that he hands them over to justice. Back in 2018, Vatan found her daughter severely injured near her home in the city of Giresun. Despite efforts to save her, she died shortly after. Authorities initially ruled her death as suicide. However, her father says that she was struck by a car, implicating the nephew of a former AKP mayor and a former AKP deputy in a cover-up. Her family has been relentlessly seeking justice and answers since her death. This lawsuit is just one piece of the larger puzzle of threats and defamation that Vatan has endured, while pressing authorities to conduct a thorough investigation into the case. In some diplomatic news, on Monday the 22nd, German President Steinmeier went to Turkey to commemorate 100 years of diplomatic ties between the countries in a three-day visit. Steinmeier's trip began in Istanbul. He visited Sirkehi train station, where the first Turkish migrant caravan departed for Germany, followed by a tour of the Reval Museum. However, while leaving the museum, a group of pro-Palestinian demonstrators shouted slogans against Steinmeier, protesting against Germany's support for Israel. His trip includes meetings with representatives from various sectors, a visit to earthquake victims, and a school in Gaziantep. He is also set to meet President Erdogan and lay a wreath at a Turk's mausoleum in Ankara. Speaking of quakes, on Thursday the 18th at around 6 p.m., an earthquake measuring 5.6 to the Richter scale hit the Tokat province, causing damage to hundreds of buildings. The aftershocks in the region continued well into the night, leading to the closure of schools in three districts on Friday the 19th. The city governor said that teams are assessing damages in the area, but fortunately reported no fatality. After the backlash the AKP faced for its deputy posting a photo of a lobster dish to mince the economic situation, you'd think the party learned its lessons. Well, guess not. At this time, the AKP's parliamentary group deputy chair stirred controversy by sharing a photo on social media, posing with visitors in parliament, while sporting a Rolex watch valued at $500,000 Turkish liras, which is around $16,000. What's ironic is that he captioned the photo, quote, "We are the people themselves," end quote. Critics highlighted that a minimum wage earner making 17,000 liras, around $500, will need to work for nearly 33 months to afford that watch. After facing backlash with dozens of negative comments, he removed the post. Gamze Tesir, the vice president of Turkey's main opposition, the Republicans People Party or CHP, urged all workers to gather at Istanbul's iconic Taksim Square on Labor Day on the 1st of May, challenging the government's restriction on staging protests there since 2013. She emphasized the country's challenging economic circumstances and the inadequate compensation for their labor. Tesir underscored the 1st of May as a symbolic day of struggle and called on workers to unite against oppression and exploitation in city squares all over the country. However, Istanbul's governor stated that despite calls from unions and the CHP, Taksim Square will remain off-limits. The unions asserted that it's their constitutional right to hold a peaceful assembly wherever they want without a prior permit. They also pointed out that the Constitutional Court previously ruled that the ban violated assembly rights. On to some employment news. On Wednesday the 17th, the Justice Minister addressed allegations concerning public servant interviews in the ministry, refuting remarks saying that the government asked candidates how many children President Erdogan or Prophet Mohammed had during job interviews. The minister denounced the allegation as false and stated that such questions were never part of the ministry's interview process. A deputy from the CHP raised concerns in the matter in Parliament on Monday the 15th, calling for the removal of interviews from the selection and promotion processes due to reported unfair practices. Many candidates who performed well on written tests complained about brief or unfair interviews, prompting further scrutiny. The CHP submitted a parliamentary question regarding the Justice Ministry's exam processes, denouncing nepotism and inappropriate interview practices. And to close off this edition, on Wednesday the 17th, the Labour and Social Security Minister confirmed that there will be no second hike in the minimum wage this year. The decision came after the government's previous increases in 2022 and 2023 amid economic challenges and ahead of the 2023 elections. The government made two hikes each year to combat high inflation. However, President Erdogan stated last year that there wouldn't be a second hike in 2024. He and the finance minister had emphasized that they would keep a tight monetary policy this year and avoid using the economy as election propaganda or populist measures. They said that they would focus on sustaining economic stability instead of constantly raising the minimum wage to match the cost of living. However, when they first announced the hiked up minimum wage at 17,000 liras, which is around $500, up from 11,000 liras, which is around $300, it has faced significant erosion. The depreciation of the lira lowered the minimum wage from $550 to $500. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Hey listeners, we have an unusual question for you. Have you ever had to choose a restaurant to go to or a movie or something with a group of friends or family? And it was not easy to choose. Took you a long time and it was just difficult and maybe a bit unpleasant? Rorschach is working on a way to make that much easier. If you are interested, we could use your help. If you want to help out or try it out, let us know at info@rorschach.com. Thank you. Oscar Kalin.